104.1 FM Buckets Radio, your voice in Gloucester and your voice on the World Wide Web. A big thank you to all of those of you who do download the podcast via iTunes and other podcast subscription services. It's great to have you on board, and I know there's people listening far and wide, so thanks for being with us. And it was a great night during the week, the Allan Border Medal evening, the night of nights in Australian cricket, a great chance to celebrate the achievements of our Australian cricketers for the calendar year, the last 12 months as it was. And David Warner has been crowned as the Allan Border Medal winner. Nick, talk us through David Warner and what it is that got him that award the other night.
I think this award is great reward for Warner for the development he's undergone over the last few years. I think this caps it off for him. Getting the vice captaincy during the year and this award now, I think it really shows how far David Warner's come from the 2020 one-day sensation sort of slogger that he was years ago when he first burst onto the scene. He's matured. He's one of the first names picked. If you're picking an Australian team, D. Warner at number one is an absolute certainty now. I've got him. He's one of the best opening batsmen in world cricket. If you're picking a world team, I'd probably have him in that as well. He's consistently performing. There could be an argument that Steve Smith was maybe the more consistent performer over the year, but that's not to say Warner missed out too often. It's just that Steve Smith was scoring runs every innings almost. Yeah. But Warner was not far behind in terms of how regularly he was scoring big runs. And the thing I liked this year from Warner was when he got a tonne, he went on and made a couple of big ones as well, which is what you want from your top order batsman in Test cricket. But he impressed in every form, which we've come to expect now. And, you know, obviously you could say he had some struggles at different times, you know, Ashes and things like that, but a lot of the Australian cricketers did. You know, no one you could say had the absolute perfect year, I don't think, when analysing a year that involves an Ashes series loss. But he was as good as anyone in that series, and he was dominant almost in everything else that he played. And you can't fault this award, I don't think. If there's anyone deserving of this award for what they've done over the past 12 months, it's Warner, because he just has scored a lot of runs. He's now an integral part of the team. You can tell he's sort of involved in sort of team chats. You can tell he's sort of, a real part of the inner sanctum of the side now. So I've been really impressed with what he's done. Steve Smith obviously just missed out. He's another stellar year. He's a lot of people tipped, I think, Steve Smith to win it, but you know, I've got no arguments with Warner, even though they were both brilliant. Steve Smith this year, he's really, over the past 12 months, has come into his own as an international player of some note.
Yeah.
I believe Mitchell Starc and Nathan Lyon were also in contention, and very deserving there as well. Stark's injuries, obviously within recent months, have slowed him down a little bit. But, Nathan Lyon as well. I've been really impressed with Nathan Lyon over the past 12 months. He's, you know, really made that spinner's spot his. Hopefully all the conjecture over his spot in the Australian cricket team is now stopped and is no more, because much like Warner's the first name you have at the top, Nathan Lyon's one of the first you've got down towards the bottom as a spinner in the team. So I think really well done with the Allan Border Medal. There's some other awards, obviously, that weren't given out in the night that Matt will go through in a second. But overall, in terms of the major award of the night, David Warner, I think, very well deserved. And, I've got no complaints. He's been brilliant, I thought, over the past 12 months.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. David Warner has seemed to really have matured, hasn't he, as a person, as a cricketer. And great to see him get rewarded with the Allan Border Medal there during the week. And our one-day cricketer of the year, he was the 2015 T20 International Player of the Year, and he's the 2016 One Day International Player of the Year, Glenn Maxwell. Another guy who is going from strength to strength, really. I had my concerns about him a bit earlier on in his career, but I think he is maturing and his shot selection's improving. His bowling, probably not quite as good as we'd like it to be. I don't think he would really call himself a frontline bowler anyway, to be fair. He's more in the team to bat and score runs quickly and do a job with the ball. And I think that role is developing for him and something I'd like to see develop further. But a fantastic cricketer and a well-deserved award. The State Player of the Year, no real arguments here. Over 1,000 runs, I think, in the Sheffield Shield competition last year. propelled himself into the Australian side. And this is a guy that Justin Langer, a coach of the Western Warriors, is very proud of, and says that Adam Voges making the Australian team is one of his proudest moments as a coach. So Adam Voges, State Player of the Year. No real surprise there, just through sheer weight of runs. Alex Ross, the Young Cricketer of the Year, the Bradman Young Cricketer of the Year. Now, we've had some pretty impressive names on this list. Brett Lee won it back in 2000. There was Philip Hughes, the late Philip Hughes, won it in 2009. David Warner, current AB medal winner, won it in 2012. Joe Burns has gone on to play Test cricket as well. So some big names, other names on there as well that have won that award in the past. And Alex Ross has a big future, loves the sweep shot, plays it very well, very entertaining cricketer, and hopefully we see more of him in the future for the Strikers and the Southern Redbacks. And last but certainly not least, Elise Perry, our Women's International Cricketer of the Year, the Belinda Clark Medal, the biggest award in women's cricket. And with the Women's Big Bash being so successful, we're going to learn a few more names. Elise Perry's one of the names that we already knew, but she has well-deservingly won the Belinda Clark Medal. Meg Lanning, another player who would have been up there in the voting, I'm sure. But Elise Perry, she bats, she bowls, she's athletic in the field, and is a real match winner, a genuine match winner for the Southern Stars. And great to see her win this award for the very first time. Surprising that she hasn't won it before, thinking about it, but she has won it for the first time, and very deservingly so. So well done to Elise Perry, and hopefully we will see more of the young stars from the WBBL putting their hand up and going close to winning that award in the future. Well, time now for us to move on. We've got lots more to get through on the show, but it's time to say goodbye to Nick Guthrie. Thanks very much, Nick, for being with us, and we'll no doubt be looking forward to getting you back in the studio and talking some more cricket as the summer continues.
Yes, well, the cricket doesn't stop. We're both well aware of that, and we're both quite happy about that with all the cricket we get to watch. But I'm more than happy to come back and talk about it, because there's always something happening in this game. We love this game, so there's always something great happening for us. But no, the Big Bash, the Alan Border Medal, the Test Series here in Australia, one-day series we've all been sitting through, has been great. It's been great to watch and really enjoyable to talk about. So thanks a lot, Matt.
No worries. There is Nick Guthrie and plenty more to come. Make sure you stay with us right here on 104.1 FM Buckets Radio.